Elaine here with our day's Tuesday English News Report. Okay, this one is about our favourite subject in Hong Kong, which is exams. You know, everybody loves exams. Everything has to be tested. Hong Kong schools still emphasise exam scores rather than learning. This is the opinion of someone. To the relief of Secondary 6 students, the Hong Kong Diploma of Secondary Education Examination has come to an end. The months and years of anxious anticipation for the high-stakes exam are finally over. What remains now is the release of results in early July, when each candidate will find out whether they have made it to university. Besides acceptance into publicly funded universities, it is also worth considering how much students have benefited from their studies. As part of the education reform, the new senior secondary curriculum leading to the exam provides for a range of experiences beyond the classroom. These days, students engage in diverse experiences through site visits, trips, community services, and project-based learning. School life today is supposed to be more colourful and inspiring than ever, but is it? Letters from students that poured into this paper late last month suggested otherwise. One, who called himself a DSE slave, said he woke up every day at 7 a.m. for school, then did more studying after school until the moon hangs in the sky. Another lamented the pressure accentuated by parents' excessive expectations. A teacher wrote in criticizing the unreasonably difficult English paper, reading paper in this year's exam. A talk with a candidate this year gave me the same impression. Contrary to the aim of the curriculum design, which is supposed to bring diversity to students' lives, many remain trapped in a tight race, focusing more on examination skills than anything else. The candidate, who attends an elite school, began having tutorial lessons in maths when she was in secondary 2, received tutoring in English from secondary 4 and in liberal studies from the last term of secondary 5. Often the lessons involved drilling in past exam papers and examination skills. The exam she had just sat convinced her of the importance of answering questions properly. In English, for example, she was taught to follow certain sentence structures and avoid using clichés, such as "every cloud has a silver lining." Clichés cause one to lose rather than gain marks, she was told. She said there are also secrets to tackling other exams, but she would not disclose them. "Sometimes I thought it was enough just to go to a tutorial school," she quipped. At one point, the preoccupation with getting high exam scores led her to question the purpose of studying, as well as the meaning of life, she added. The same feeling could be shared by many others caught in a competitive system. Yes, it's not very nice. It's really hard for you all. Now John Chan from 4D is going to give you his view.
I will have to take the DSE exam in 2 years' time. It will bring me a big depression to fight for a good result throughout the whole year before the exam. To prevent becoming a DSE slave like the one in the passage, I would rather start my revision earlier and plan before the exam. I think that tutorial schools really can help us with our examination skills, since tutorial schools can give us many kinds of past papers, which might help us to gain a higher score. The DSE will be the biggest challenge in my life. For not being a DSE slave or being driven crazy by the DSE, I'll have to do a lot of preparation work before it to help myself to get a better result and also to have a good future.
Thank you, John. Yes, it is a hard struggle. Alright, could you say these words after me? I'll read the first one, and if you just repeat after me, that would be great. So, emphasize.
Emphasize.
Lamented.
Lamented.
Quipped.
Quipped.
High stakes.
High stakes.
Elite.
Elite.
Preoccupation.
Preoccupation.
Benefited.
Benefited.
Convinced.
Convinced.
Diverse.
Diverse.
Cliches.
Cliches.
Okay. Just a reminder, the English room will be open, of course, today from about 12 o'clock. And I spent a lot of money at Toys R Us the weekend buying lots of games, lots of fun games to play. So not only can we check our answers to the Tuesday news report, we can play some fun games. So if you have time, please come to the English room, have a cup of tea, coffee, a Milo, whatever you like, or a cold drink, and play some games with me. Okay, thank you, goodbye.